Good morning.
For the uninitiated, explain how this works.
Well, the Packers, as most Packer fans know, are the only publicly owned franchise in professional football. They have been around a very long time, 92 years, and they are going to be selling stock. This is now the fifth time in their long history that they are planning to do this. It's the only team that can get away with this. In fact, it's even grandfathered in the NFL bylaws. The sale will raise money. The proceeds will be used to finance part of their fairly ambitious expansion program to add approximately 6,600 seats to Lambeau Field beginning with the 2013 season.
And the fact that the Packers are even allowed to do this is just a testament to the throwback that the Packers really are when the NFL played in places like Duluth and Decatur.
Well, that's exactly right. The Packers are very fond of telling people that back in the day, when they were short of money, they would literally pass the hat around in the stands for people to support the team. Now I suppose the internet equivalent of passing the hat will occur when they sell stock.
Now, in this day and age of revenue sharing and all kinds of streams of money coming into the NFL, why would the Packers still do this? Why would they not go to some other source of revenue raising?
Well, the short answer, I suppose, is because they can. And I think it cultivates the image that the Packers have always wanted to convey to its fans, that they're the owners of the team and no one else. So what better way to do that than to sell stock, albeit stock that is worthless and pays no dividends. But to be fair, as I say, this is one part of a multi-finance program that the Packers have in mind. They are intending to apply for an NFL loan. They will be imposing a user fee on season ticket holders who buy these new seats that will be added to the stadium. And they plan to finance the rest locally. So there will be some local bank or some state bank that will be financing what is left of what will ultimately be a $143 million expansion project.
As you mentioned, these shares are essentially worthless. They pay no dividends. It gets you a right to vote once a year. Why would anybody part with $250 for this piece of paper?
Well, that's a great question, but I can tell you based on the emails and phone calls that I've received since the Packers raised the question or announced that they were thinking about this, is there's some bragging rights involved here. Who would not want to be able to say at their party or cocktail party that they are an owner of a professional football team? There are some rights, as you suggested. You can vote. You can also, you're allowed to attend the Packers shareholders meeting, which is held every year in the summertime in Green Bay. And, of course, you get a free tour of the Hall of Fame. But that's a lot different than saying you own a single share of Procter & Gamble, for example.
Don Walker, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.